The year continuing with Margaret Cheney, the year 1906 threatened to be, if possible, worse than its predecessor. Even his old friend Westinghouse seemed to be avoiding him. Tesla's need for Westinghouse machinery at Wardenclyffe remained almost as urgent as his need for capital. Thus he wrote to the industrialist in a letter dated January 11, 1906, held in Butler Library at Columbia University, asking, quote from Nicola, "Has anything happened to mar the cordiality of our relations? I would be very sorry, not only because of my admiration for you, but for other serious reasons. The transmission of power without wires will very soon create an industrial revolution, and such as the world has never seen before. Who is to be more helpful in this great development? And who will derive from it greater benefits than yourself?" Unquote. Westinghouse, although knowing that without Nikola Tesla's AC patents, his firm would not have become the lusty adolescent that it was, replied, in effect, "Thank you, but no thanks." And my comment, when you are surrounded by false folks, reflecting back a false image of you, how do you hang on to yourself? This also speaks to the importance of seeing our children, only possible if we've reclaimed ourselves. Continuing. The harrowing routine continued. Scherf wrote that a promised carload of coal had not yet been delivered and that scheduled tests must be delayed. He also mentioned, tactfully, his extra job for 2 days a month keeping books for a sulfur manufacturing firm. This was a bad omen for Nikola, for Scherf would soon become a full-time employee of this company. And I comment here, the money lever is wielded by power in various ways to boost or sink businesses. And we've got numerous examples of that in the paper of late. So trust those of you who think that money and corporations are the problem. No. These guys sink the corporations they once sunk for whatever reasons that they keep to themselves. So please, let's start accurately describing the problem as power. These 10,000 guys, it ain't about money. And we have to think this through as Proudhon was doing, this issue of transition, because the vast majority of folk, of we 7 billion are going to be joyously marching into a world without coercion. And those who have stuff, they are afeared, they are afraid of losing, have to be reassured, we don't want your stuff. And that's why we're reading Proudhon, to figure out how he managed that problem by simply phasing out the need for capital. No one needs it, it goes away. If everyone has access to what they need, the system shifts into freedom. So let's all of us together think this through and convene, organize that one-day global general strike so that we can bring our ideas into that communal forum celebration.